Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Scott Jacobs Show. It is June 22nd, 2020, at 10:15 p.m. on Sunday, or Monday. So, how's everybody doing today? I hope everybody's doing good like me today. We've had a little bit of thunderstorms tonight, so been a little crazy. The news I want to look up today, I want to bring up a little bit of government conspiracy, you know. I want everybody's ideas on government conspiracy, so for the next while, I'm going to start playing a bunch of, you know, government conspiracy stuff, so my listeners will know what to expect in life. So, let's see. I'm trying to figure out who I want to use. Let's do one of the Trump rallies, since that's what's in the news headlines so far.
Hey everybody, it's Tony Robbins. Listen, are you up for a challenge?
This is a commercial,
I mean, a real challenge, one where you're able to turn your...
always heard how important judges are. Now we know how important they are.
Yeah.
Think of that, over 300, around 300 by the end of the term. And when we have another 4 years, we're going to have a big, big percentage of the total number. Very important. November 3rd. And two great Supreme Court judges. So we have two justices of the Supreme Court. Justice Gorsuch, Justice Kavanaugh, they're great. They're great. We have two.
So you got an idea of what that was all about, pretty much. So, I want to enlighten you in some different stuff. Let's do it.
Cardio burns fat, right?
Okay, whatever.
No, cardio actually burns.
Fallout continues to reverberate in the city of Atlanta over the district attorney's decision to charge two officers involved in the death of Rayshard Brooks. The police union there confirming officers walked off the job, called out sick in higher numbers than usual after the charges were announced. Earlier, Garrett Rolfe, the former Atlanta police officer who shot and killed Brooks, turned himself in. He's facing 11 charges, including felony murder, which could carry the death penalty. And Devin Brosnan, the second officer involved, is out on bail after turning himself in. He's facing 3 charges, including aggravated assault. Earlier, he and his lawyer spoke with the media, disputing a key thing the district attorney said about being a state's witness.
Right now, the DA is charged him with a crime, so he's a defendant now. And he's not going to answer, you know, the DA's questions, you know, while they bring these false charges against him. So, you know, I regret that the district attorney apparently was given misinformation yesterday. Officer Brosnan is not going to be a, quote, state's witness.
And President Trump is defending police when asked to comment on the case last night.
I thought it was a terrible situation, but you can't resist a police officer. And, you know, if you have a disagreement, you have to take it up after the fact. It was a very sad, very, very sad thing. It's going to be up to justice. I hope he gets a fair shake, because police have not been treated fairly in our country. They have not been treated fairly.
Emily, let's go to you first. I am curious about how the state's district attorney got that so wrong. I mean, saying that the officer with Brosnan was going to be a state's witness and then having his lawyer walk that back and say, no, that's not true, that seems like quite an extraordinary thing.
Exactly. We watched as the lawyer came on TV and said he's not a state's witness. He's just a witness, and he's also his own defendant. I agree with you. I thought that was extraordinary, and it certainly doesn't bode well, at least for public opinion of that prosecutor. I'd like to speak for a moment on this blue flu. What did we think was going to happen? I spoke with a Seattle police officer who told me that after he was attacked by explosives, metal, bricks, beer bottles, that he had to wash his uniform 3 times to get the feces and urine out of it. He said he can handle threats and insults, but this level of vitriol and violence is a whole different story. Last Friday, the 12th, turned into 12 day, which turned into kill a cop day. And the FBI was working with individual departments across the country on threat assessments and strategy while we watched on video as cops were hit in the head with skateboards because wearing a riot helmet is considered militarization or a sign of aggression. Protesters are now carrying things designed specifically to withstand or probably test police riot tactics like plywood for rubber bullets, and cops are getting ACAB scrawled on receipts, and now prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. Every officer I know is depleted and exhausted and deeply saddened right now and still committed to the communities that they serve, that they are a part of, but in terms of a positive future, this has set us back 10 steps. And as always, the people with the most to lose are those ones who are quiet.
Juan, what about down there in Atlanta? The family was there last night. of course, that was a very moving comments that she made, especially when we saw the video about Rayshard Brooks being kicked as he died there after being...
Are you tired of the media spinning the truth and pushing false narratives? Well, take a look at this.
Over the... Times are getting a little bit crazy, ain't it?
Being shot.
There she's back.
That's very sad to me. I think lots of people saw it as inhumane. No matter what confrontation had taken place, the man was ailing, if not dead, and there was a long period before they even sought medical attention for him. So I think, you know, that's just sad, and I wish it hadn't happened, but it certainly was something that pulled at your heart. In terms of what's going on down in Atlanta with the police, I just think it's important that we not overstate the case, because what I read from the police department and the mayor was that the police have more than enough staff to not only protect the city, but to give adequate response to any incidents that might occur. But the big point to me, Dana, is that police take an oath, unlike me or you, they take an oath to do their job. So when they don't show up, they're breaking that oath. They're breaking their word to us that they are operating under state authority as armed people representing us all. And when they don't show up, they are not keeping that faith. They're breaking with that trust, to my mind. And you think to yourself, well, gosh, they're human beings. They're upset. But, you know, think about it. Why? The officer that killed the man is going through a total full legal process. He will have his day in court. He had the opportunity and will have the opportunity to give all the testimony and evidence that will all be considered. This was the actions of a DA and a grand jury. And that's, you know, that's what every American deserves. And he can be assured his rights will be fully protected. He is not going to be short on legal protections in this manner. So, I mean, you got
to
ask
yourself, point, Jesse,
does he think he's above the law? I hope not.
Well, he did turn himself in today, Jesse, on time, and he has a lawyer. And, of course, he will get a chance to defend himself, though there's a lot of complications here. And to Emily's point about police morale, that is also happening all across the country.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation, but I mean, the police officer is not above the law and he's not below it, because look what happened. So much fake news and smears coming from this DA. The cop never flipped. That was a lie. And he says that this guy, other officer, kicked the suspect when he was on the ground. So he gets up and he shows a screen grab from surveillance video with the officer's leg cocked back in the kicking motion. Why didn't he just show the whole video?
Yeah.
I wonder why I didn't show the whole video, because I'm pretty sure he didn't kick the dead man. I'm pretty sure he was either stepping over him or running towards him to give him aid. And he didn't just stand there whistling in the wind. In less than a minute, he was back to the body administering CPR, trying to save the guy's life. The other thing you keep hearing, he's shot in the back. Yeah, technically he was shot in the back, because usually when suspects punch officers in the face and flee and shoot them with tasers, you're not running backwards. You're running forwards and you're turning and shooting. That's why the bullets were discharged from the officer's firearm in the back. The other thing is, the DA comes out and says this guy was jovial. When are jovial people punching officers in the face and shooting tasers at their head? I don't think he knows what jovial means. And under Georgia law, a taser is a lethal weapon and you're allowed to use deadly force. I just saw a video literally 10 minutes ago of another dash cam video of a guy who gets popped for DUI, about to get cuffed. He wrestles with the cop, steals a taser, shoots the cop with a taser. While the cop's all flabbergasted, he reaches into the car, then pulls out a firearm, shoots the cop in the chest, and drives off. I mean, I understand why Brooks probably was running.
Why should you cleanse your gut? Because a clean gut is a...
Ladies and gentlemen, the world is going to shit. You can't trust nobody no more. You know? I mean, I'm just playing some bits of news that's going on around the world. Here's one on Fox News with Morgan Freeman.
Time now for our Seen and Unseen segment, where we expose what's really behind the big cultural stories of the day. CNN may have to issue a major retraction after they charged Morgan Freeman with sexual harassment. And would you pay more than $1,000 for a t-shirt? No, here to explain it all, New York Times bestselling author of the Will Wilder series and Fox News contributor, Raymond Arroyo. Raymond, first thing of this Morgan Freeman deal. I mean, he's a renowned actor.
80-year-old.
He played God. And
Academy Award winner.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Here's
fantastic.
The problem. Chloe Millis is a CNN reporter. She wrote a piece exposing charging Morgan Freeman with sexual harassment. She claimed she was on a junket interviewing Freeman. And in the middle of the interview, he looked over and said, "Oh, I wish I were there," and looked toward her. She was pregnant at the time. She took that as sexual harassment. He claims he was talking to Michael Caine, who had just said he was going to some locale, and Freeman said, "I wish I were there." Here's the problem with this entire report. If somebody is the charger, the one who's claiming these, making these accusations, why are they allowed to write the piece by CNN? This was also investigated by Time Warner HR.
This is the Me Too,
and they found nothing
there. This is the Me Too movement, which does, you know, is exposing some, you know, real abuses.
Right.
But this is also
Harvey
when
Weinstein
goes to,
convicted.
When you say
them.
It's someone like, you're looking at me. I mean, it's like my kids, like, Maria's looking at me. Stop her looking at me. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like,
staring.
At some point, like 10 years later, inappropriate hugs. I mean, all this
and
stuff.
And inappropriate
Come
stares.
On.
Here's the problem. Freeman is now saying through his lawyer, this is defamation. He made a list. There are some people he really has a case here. And in this age, when you have a black celebrity like this at this level, I think CNN has...
All right, Roseanne. Now, this is a tear headline from the New York Times. Roseanne Gay, a columnist. The problem is that Donald Trump is a toxic president who amassed his power through provocation of hate. The problem is that having a major character on a prominent TV show as a Trump supporter normalizes racism and misogyny and, of course, throw it in for good measure, xenophobia. So having a character, Raymond Royal, on a show who supports Trump is racism, misogyny, xenophobia.
We are seeing blanket racism being thrown around as a charge, and columnists who confuse Roseanne Barr, the actor, with Roseanne Connor, the character she plays on...
All right, guys. That's the end of my show for today. I should do another one in a little bit. You'll hear more. Thanks for listening. And y'all can listen to me on Apple and Google Podcasts and Anchor Podcasts. On Spotify, you can find me on my Facebook page, the Scott Jacobs Show podcast. Look me up, add me, make comments, help me out on my podcast. Thank you, guys.